Now, on reflection, you think that the gap away from medicine was a little longer than you said?
Yes, I've probably got the years a bit garbled. 61 was the birth of our first child, and I had stopped working at that stage. And then I was out of medicine until after we got to Headingham and our au pair was installed, and that was 1974, when I started going on the ward rounds.
So we're talking about a period of 13 years away from medicine, and those were quite crucial years of change. What other changes do you remember?
They were obviously crucial years, and I wasn't even reading medical journals during that time. I didn't have time, apart from anything else. So when I was doing the house jobs, I really did take the plunge, but it was all extremely interesting and didn't seem difficult somehow. And with the diabetic care particularly, I mentioned that the patients were stabilised during activity. They weren't in bed anymore. I should say, emphasise that really bed was considered a very dangerous place to be, because the connection with deep vein thrombosis had been firmly made, and so patients had to drift around and walk about and go spend their time in the day room and in the corridors, and they were simply not allowed to sit still for more than 5 minutes. They were kept on the move all the time. So that made diabetic stabilisation much more realistic. And then when they went home, it changed again because their diet changed as well. That was the interesting thing too, that the role of the diet changed too. And now the emphasis was gradually shifting away from the strict diabetic diets that we had known in my first medical phase, and now was going on to a wider range of foods than previously. Though that I've seen change again over the past 20 years, so that now diabetics are allowed to eat, I say allowed, are encouraged to eat practically everything that the rest of their families are eating.